We're here at 4ZZZ with me, Martin Brown, and I'm here with Sujaudin Karinuddin, who's from the Queensland Rohingya community, who's going to be talking at the rally that's being held on Friday to help Rohingyan asylum seekers who are stranded at sea. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for giving this opportunity to come on air.
Oh, no problem. So, from your perspective, what do you think are the major factors contributing to Rohingyan Muslims fleeing from Myanmar?
Well, that's ongoing persecutions is the factor, of course. It has been for decades, it's ongoing persecutions, and it is still happening. It only came to attention of the international community in 2012 when they have major genocide attempts has happened. Although there are not organized killings that are happening, but there are still arbitrary arrests and the restrictions are still there, and many displaced, with internally displaced people are suffering from, inadequate supplies or even blockage of aid. Poverty, of course, is skyrise now. The Burmese government and the locals are actually segregating the Rohingya people. And, there were systematic atrocities carrying on. So that's, of course, contributing a lot of people for fleeing for freedom and, looking for wherever to escape from this kind of brutal abuses happening there in Myanmar.
Yeah, fair enough. So, as a community, would you say that how would you say that the Rohingyan Muslims currently in Australia are seeing the situation?
Yes, the Rohingyas in Australia and anywhere else are actually with the people in Rakhine. They're feeling the same pain, and people here are feeling very helpless and also. Hopeless, I must say, in a way, that because the international, they are doing a lot in lobbying international community, and the country, like in America, in Australia, in England, we have people who are speaking to the government of these countries to protect the minorities in Rohingya, and unfortunately, I must say, there's not a lot of positive response from the government in protecting the rights of these minorities. And that's, of course, not only in the country, but also those people who are fleeing the country doesn't have adequate protection in the country that they are going to. So the community here is very stressed. As a community, and of course they're concerned, and they are they're feeling the sense of they are not belong to a particular community because they've been isolated internationally. Their issue has been ignored internationally. That's what the general sense of feeling in the community here.
So, in your opinion, is there anything that could be done to improve the conditions for the community, both in Myanmar or in Australia?
The community, there are fundamental issues, and there we have to look at the issues why these things are happening, why these people are leaving. We have to address that issue first. And that issue is obviously the persecutions have to be stopped, and their right has to be start recognizing by the Myanmar government. And, of course, you already probably know there's a lot of denial from the Burmese government from accepting the Rohingya people as a citizen of the country or ethnic of the country, and they are continuously persecuting. So if we are expecting anything from the Burmese government to do, I think it is very naive for us to even think that the Burmese government is going to do anything to protect these people because they are the ones who are persecuting them. Now, the international community has to take a stand, of course, not only by dialogue, but also has necessary pressures that you have to put on. Even that's diplomatic pressures, even that it's required more sanctions of economic sanctions and other measures that if necessary. That is one thing to do in Myanmar. And outside of Myanmar, of course, the countries like Australia, who are major donors to UNHCR and UN and other countries, should take a stand or initiative to look at the solution to protect these people who are coming on the boats. And the Malaysia doesn't want them, obviously, and the Thailand, Bangladesh are pushing them away. Indonesia is now saying that, look, we've exhausted our capacity to look after these people. And the UNHCR and IOM should be empowered by the Western governments or the donors governments, international community, to look after these people who are actually in a crisis moment.
I agree. The UN has been trying to reach out to the international community to help, to obviously try to provide aid for these refugees. Do you think that's helping at all?
Well, the UN is doing its part, obviously, as much as they can. And we do have... the community has to also be very reactive rather than proactive. I mean, before the UN, pleading the governments to help for the... protect these people or to help these people. This government already know this crisis exists and is the way things are in Myanmar, and these things are growing. And we witnessed this last 3 years. It's always been growing. It's not reducing. It's actually increasing the number of people coming on the boat.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm really sorry. That's kind of all the time I have at the moment. I've gone a little bit over time. I'm sorry about that. But thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you very much for calling. But this is one thing, last thing I would like to say.
Yeah, go for it.
The Australians are, because we know that Australians are very, very helpful, and they're very generous, and they are very considerate of situations and people like this. And we know that the Australian people want to do something, but the government is not ready for help. But if Australian outcry for the help, of course our government will have to do something. And I would like to ask the Australian people here to help our people with your voice. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. It's been great talking to you.